Hi, I'm Haley, author of the book blog Brook and Binding.
And I'm Maddie, upcoming debut author of Take My Sunshine coming winter 2024. And this is
Lit Sis.
Hey, Mad.
Yeah, Haley.
Don't you have an Instagram?
I do have an Instagram. You can see all that I'm reading at Maddie Reads a Lot.
M-A-D-D-Y,
that
right?
That's right, M-A-D-D-Y.
And then don't you have another one?
I do. I do have a new Instagram that you can follow me for all of my author things at @EmmyGlenz_author.
@EmmyGlenz_author. I love it. I also have an Instagram.
Ooh, yes. Would you like to share?
It's Brook and Binding.
Mm-hmm. And if you want to see anything about Lit Sis itself, you can find information about Lit Sis at Lit Sis Podcast on Instagram as well.
Go check them out.
Happy Friday, Lit Sisners.
Hello, hello.
Hope you guys are all having a wonderful Friday. Today, mm-hmm. We are going to be talking about
Scandal.
We're harking back to a scandal episode, literary scandal that we discussed way back in, I think,
2019, maybe?
Yeah, I was going to say, like, sometime in the 20-teens.
I don't remember. We'd have to look it up.
Yeah, it was one of our very early episodes.
Mm-hmm. One of our most popular, actually, too.
It is actually one of our most popular.
It was a big deal.
It was a big deal. And now, maybe becoming more of a big deal again. But we've done just like a handful, maybe one or two literary scandal episodes, and this was our first one about AJ Finn / which is the pseudonym for the real person Daniel Mallory, or we call Dan Mallory. He is the author of The Woman in the Window that came out in 2018.
Good book.
Very good book.
I still stand by the book. I like that book a lot.
That book as well. However, there had been some controversy in the following year that potentially there had been some plagiarism from somebody else, which Dan Mallory has said no, like him and his. So the book, the plot in general is called, the book is Saving April by Sarah A. Denzel. Mm-hmm. And Mallory's agent, so Dan Mallory's agent, says that they had been plotting Woman in the Window before Denzel wrote her
that
book.
Even like came out. Yeah.
Yeah, so
it was in the works,
and you can,
that makes me think about the thing we talked about last night, so I'll bring that up at one point, but anyway, go ahead.
Oh yes. So it was a little, I will say, but I mean, if you want to know more about the different parts of the things that could be plagiarism, you can go back and listen to our Scandal episode. But the reason mm-hmm. that we're here to talk about AJ Finn again, which I will mention more, not just with the potential plagiarism, but there is more about AJ Finn. And I have an article from the Washington Post that kind of lays this out really well. So Haley, can you explain what did you tell me that brought AJ Finn into our minds again?
So I was not with my husband, but he went to Sam's, and Sam's always has books for sale. I don't know if you know that. They do like mm-hmm. anything and everything at Sam's. And so every time I go, I'm always like, hey, let's see what they've got. And I was actually looking for that new, what is it? Megan Miranda book, or something like that. I was trying to see if they had one of those that I didn't get for Book of the Month from April that was like, hey, can I just buy it, you know, cheap at Sam's instead of having to ship my box that I didn't really want anything except add-ons. So I was trying to see if the add-ons were at Sam's, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So he sent me a picture of the book stand, and there's a couple of good things. He ended up not getting what I asked for, but that's fine. I think I was too late in responding, but anyway. But one of them I saw was a book by AJ Finn, and I go, what? Did not even know this was a thing. Did not even know that had come out. And so I was like, well, you know, like, I'm going to look this up. I'm going to see what's going on here. And yeah, it came out, I think it's like the end of February, but I think it's called End of Story. And mm-hmm. I don't know exactly 100% what it was about. I read the synopsis and then I immediately sent it to you and I was like, oh my gosh, look at this. Because he has kind of been MIA for a while with all yes. the drama that came out. So then you did your lovely research that you love to do. And here we are about to talk about all the behind the scenes.
Yeah. So let's first talk a little bit about what End of Story is about, and then I can get into a little bit more about
the scandal. Scandal Part 2.
He has not written any other book prior to, like, besides Woman in the Window.
This is like his second novel.
This is second novel, and it's been a solid like 6 years, which is not very common, especially if
you have like a super successful book, and then also mm-hmm. it became a movie that Amy Adams was in, and we did a review of that. If you guys want to listen to that, like, we watched the movie and mm-hmm. we were talking about it, and like, we paused it, and like, you're not going to hear us watch the movie, but it's a fun way that we like did it. We did that for a couple things that was coming out, because I feel like that year, I think that was maybe 2020, everything was like, people aren't going to the movie theaters, we're going to put a ton of stuff on Netflix, mm-hmm. and all of these books were becoming TV shows or movies. And so we did that a couple times of like, hey, this was a book that we read, and now it's a TV show, and now we're going to talk about it and review it. And that was one of them that we did. And so like, there's not been anything since this movie came out. Mm-hmm. So like, it's just been like radio silence, it seems like, on my end. Yes, like, what's been going on here?
The only thing that the Washington Post article mentions is that AJ Finn's name may seem familiar because he has been doing so many blurbs for other people's novels.
So he's been kind of behind the scenes, like he's still active in the literary world, but not having other things.
Mm-hmm. Blurbed The Silent Patient. He's blurbed the second book of Nita Prose's The Mystery Guest. He's blurbed The Thursday Murder Club.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so quite a few. So he's definitely trying to keep himself.
I have seen his name. Yes, I have, for sure.
For sure. And I wonder if it's partly just, I mean, if the plagiarism
trying to stay relevant
is true, I wonder if it's just good graces. Yeah, when he has to write his own book, it takes a little bit longer. And then, trying to get on people's good graces again, like not trying to just like immediately throw out another book like right away.
Maybe because, and again, I don't actually know what is in this Washington Post article, so I'm excited to hear what you have to say.
Mm-hmm.
But I wonder if, too, like, for one, he could just take a long time to write novels, but for two, maybe because of all the plagiarism, that he was really worried mm-hmm. to make any steps forward, because he was worried that maybe it would sound too close to something else. So maybe there's a lot of like two steps forward, one step back in the process mm-hmm. to make sure that like nothing else was being plagiarized. But again, I'm not sure. So I'm excited to hear what this article says.
Yeah, which is so interesting, because I already kind of feel like the End of Story book sounds like other books that we've read.
Interesting. So tell me what it's about officially.
Okay. So officially, End of Story is about this. So there is Nikki Hunter is the book protagonist. She is a young journalist that is hired by a dying mystery writer named Sebastian Trapp to write his biography.
Okay,
so
cool.
Trapp invites.
There are so many books like this right now.
So many books. And then Trapp invites Nikki to live at his mansion in San Francisco while she writes the book.
Okay.
Again, I feel like
I already think of like three books off the top of my head that are like exactly the same.
I know. So it's already kind of like, wow, you spent 6 years and this is the best you can come up with. Mm-hmm. So, and then it's just a little interesting. So Trapp, as a mystery writer, also has a little bit of a mysterious background as a murder suspect in the disappearance of his wife and his son, Cole, his first wife. As they are disappeared and are presumed dead. So he was a murder suspect way back when, obviously mm-hmm. was cleared. And then now he's married and has a daughter and his second wife and a nephew all living at the house that Nikki gets to know.
Okay.
And it says, all of them speak and think in a similar way, droll, coy, urbane. And then it says even, and just kind of like, and then there is I'm reading parts that don't matter.
That's okay.
And then there is kind of a twist as a
I think it's a body is found in like the garden or something.
Okay.
On the property. So it's, I'm assuming it's going to have something to do with what had transpired years before with the,
yeah,
the wife and the son, but you know, keeps that open for interpretation. I will say that a lot of reviews I've read have been mixed.
Okay.
Some of them say that it's just, it kind of drags on and is kind of boring.
Uh-huh.
Someone else says it is a little complicated, that there's just too much to keep track of.
Mm-hmm.
And it, like, I feel like the plagiarism thing is not necessarily out of this world, because apparently, like, some of, like, the very first, man, I saw it on a Goodreads article or Goodreads review.
Okay.
Someone mentioned that, like, the very first, like, the intro of the book is literally lifted from another book.
What?
Yeah, hold
like,
on.
Like
let me
the
try
prologue?
Like, I don't know if it's the prologue or if it's like the actual, like the first few paragraphs. And of course, it could probably be like,
reminded
I don't know.
Reminded you of it like, or something.
Yeah, referencing back to it. Kind
why
of like
don't you
how people do that with music.
Okay, so then why don't you look that up? So, we'll look, so you can find that review. I think the premise sounds really interesting. It reminds me very much of like Evelyn Hugo. There's also like the Riley Sager book about like how that nurse goes and lives with this old lady who has like that infamous background. And then
mm-hmm.
like, it also like the book I just read, The Heiress by Rachel Hawkins, where it's like,
oh, yeah,
old people who are dying, who want to like get their last words out or
mm-hmm.
have a secret that they're concealing or something like that. Like it's something mm-hmm. along those lines. So like I feel like not only the trope of like, hey reader, we're gonna let you in on what's happening, you know, and like we're gonna talk to you directly is like mm-hmm. a big thing right now. Two, I also think that prose of like this person has a secret history and this journalist or someone's gonna come and try to reveal it, but you as the reader are gonna read about it too.
Mm-hmm.
Like
it's just
like
such
that.
A common trope nowadays.
Yeah. Yep, which, exactly.
Which to be honest, like when he wrote Woman in the Window, it is lifted very much directly from Rear Window, which that's not
yeah.
unusual. The Woman on the Train did the exact same thing.
Yeah.
So let me look at I can't find that Goodreads article, that Goodreads
okay.
review. And I really apologize right now. Haley and I both know that we are we don't sound very good in this recording right now. We're hoping it clears up soon. But please just bear with us. Let me see. It had mentioned okay, right here, it's talking about in the article how, like, there's multiple heavy references to the books of, to the references of other books.
Okay.
So it says that he, like, hints at Agatha Christie books, Alexander Dumas, The Count of Monte Cristo, and particularly the epigraph. This is it. The beginning is from Bleak House, directly lifted from Bleak House. A copy of Rebecca is the key to opening a door in a hidden room. It includes notes on sources citing Raymond Chandler and Dorothy Sayers, amongst others. And then the article says, perhaps the purpose is to protect himself from another accusation of plagiarism, although also comes off as rather self-aggrandizing. Does
yeah.
he think these words could be confused with those of Arthur Conan Doyle?
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I think the intentionality maybe of some of those things, like that's kind of cool when authors do it on purpose, but I don't know if he's trying to do it on purpose.
Yeah, I have no idea. I don't know if he just like doesn't have inspiration enough to just do it himself. Mm-hmm. But that's the general gist of what is coming up with this new book. And like I said, some people aren't a big fan of his writing. I think a lot of people aren't just a big fan of him, which in the second half of this episode, we will kind of go deeper into more of the controversy with Dan Mallory himself. But I think there's probably going to be quite a bit of skepticism towards the book in general because of his history and him as a person, as well as the fact that it is referencing and looks like a lot of very, very similar books that have already been out.
Yeah.
So let's dive right into that.
All right.
Okay, so what do you remember, Haley, about the Dan Mallory, AJ Finn controversy?
Something about how he was operating. Something about like an internship or something like that, or like where he used to work or something. I feel like there was something along those lines of like, I think he used to like work for a publishing house or something, or I don't know. And then like the way that his book got published was kind of weird, like something along those lines. How close am I?
Okay, you're close. You're kind of like the general structure, but without all the nitty-gritty details. Okay. Also, I'm looking back at this Washington Post article, and it was talking about how this book is part of a two-book deal, the second part of a two-book deal. So he always had to write two books.
Oh.
But okay. It was supposed to be published in 2020.
Oh.
And now it's being published in 2024. So very interesting.
That is.
So part of the controversy is that, to sum it up, Dan Mallory's kind of a serial liar. So kind of to move himself forward in the industry, he lied about a lot of stuff. So if we go through this, and it says in early 2019, about a year after the book had come out, there was an expose in the New Yorker that portrayed Finn, whose real name is Dan Mallory, as the kind of unreliable narrator you might find in an AJ Finn novel. So this is directly from the Washington Post article. It says the article detailed a trail of less than true stories Mallory had told about himself over the years, such as that he had a doctorate from Oxford, no, that his mother had died of cancer, he did not, that he had a brain tumor, no, he did not, and that his brother had died by suicide, which he did not. Brother is totally alive. So colleagues reported that during his decade as a book editor, Mallory used these lies, which were supposed to be struggles, to elicit sympathy, further his career, and vanish when things got awkward. At one point when Mallory was working in New York at Morrow, he stopped coming into the office and disappeared, and was explained away by a series of emails from a mysterious sender claiming to be Mallory's now alive brother, but sounding a lot like Mallory himself. And he did eventually confess, saying that he was lying, sort of, which is, his explanation is very terrible.
Okay.
He said that he has severe bipolar 2 disorder, which caused delusional thoughts and memory problems. And there a lot of the criticisms towards that is that claiming a mental health issue is not a good, does not, mental illness does not make you a liar, a scammer, or a cheat, which is what he did by lying. By lying, he scammed people, cheated his way through the system. And he claimed that he didn't say why he was doing this because he didn't want people to judge him for his mental health issues. But it just seems a little bit from the outside view that it is an excuse that he has made to continue to move himself up in the literary world.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Weird.
Yes. So lied about all this, as well as then the questionable plagiarism, has not made AJ Finn very popular, I would wager, in the literary world.
Uh-huh.
So that's kind of why he's being brought up a little bit more than any other author who just, you know, like, oh, it's been a while since they wrote a book. Now they got another book. So it's kind of like, ooh, how many people are going to take another chance on Dan Mallory / AJ Finn now that they know that he has most likely lied about all these things in order to get to the position he's in, and questionable plagiarism on his previous book.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah, that is really interesting. I feel like it would make me question maybe like what his agent has to say, or the publishing house, and like who's representing him, because if they could easily like break a contract. Like, it's not that big of a deal to probably mm-hmm. break a contract unless they, you know, paid him in advance or something and they were trying to like get the money back or whatever. Or I'm sure there's a lot of behind the scenes of like, let's try to keep face because like when we published this guy, we didn't know whatever, you know. But then it makes me think like, okay, well, if all that scandal came out and it sounds like he did fess up to some of those things, which is great, like to be like, hey, actually, yeah, my brother's alive, like something like that. But like, if that just makes me question, like, now is it more of like, well, there's all these rumors that have been said about me or things like that, but I'm like, I don't want that to follow me for forever, you know? Or if it's like, no, we're just trying to fulfill the contract and then we're going to like wipe our hands clean of him. So that's just like kind of makes mm-hmm. me think of like, what's the behind the scenes going on? What does the agent have to say? What does the publishing house have to say? Are they thinking like, you know, we stand by him because like we think he's a good writer, or is it like, you know, he's being persecuted for no reason now because this is a new book and stuff like that? Or is it more of like the latter of what I was saying earlier of like, yeah, no, we're just going to be done with this guy. Like, we said two books. He finally did two books. Now we're going to be done. Mm-hmm. Like, who knows? Like, that's where my mind is going. What about you?
I don't know. I think that I part of me also thinks that it's complicated. It makes me think of the book Yellow Face, which you should definitely read. But like, if all press is good press in a way when it comes to money making.
Yeah.
So if him being controversial is going to bring the publishing company more money because people are going to
talk about it,
the book,
yeah,
talk about it and read the book to discuss it, then I could imagine them being like, well, I don't care how long it takes you, like, we know that this is gonna bring in some money for us.
Yeah, it's
but
true.
At the same time, like, having a controversial person attached to you can also bring in a lot of like very negative press that would like discourage people from purchasing the book because they want to, you know, like, kind of fight with their money, vote with their money in a way.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's very complicated. I don't know. What are you going to do? Are you going to read the book?
Oh, I wanted Max to get the book.
Oh, okay.
I was like, hey, can you grab either the new AJ Finn or can you grab the woman? Because I don't have the woman. And I was like, oh, that would be kind of fun. It was there. Nothing that I actually wanted, like what I was looking for, was there. But I said, hey, grab that. Because for one, I was so just surprised to even see his name. Mm-hmm. And then for two, I was like, I don't even know what that's about. But like, I really liked Woman in the Window. So I was like, yeah. Maybe.
So it's you have actually... it then? Did Max get it?
No, because I texted him and he said, oh, too late. We didn't get a book.
Oh.
So I didn't get it. But if I go to Sam's in the next little bit, maybe I will grab it. But who knows when I'll get around to reading that. Probably by the time I would read it, people would be like, not worth it. And I'm like, awesome. But no, I was planning on grabbing it. So like, that might even be a really good one for you or I to see if the library has, to be able to mm-hmm. just rent and be able to see, okay, is this actually good or not? Obviously,
I know.
Book of the Month didn't have it as an option, and they originally did have Woman in the Window as an option. So
they did.
But I feel like Book of the Month, this is a whole other side tangent. They're just making such strange choices for which books to have as their like selections and then the authors that they are leaving out. And so like a part of me is like, what's going on behind the scenes there? Are there like falling outs of things? Like mm-hmm. why is Emily Henry's new book not a Book of the Month choice? Like, I don't understand that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, what in the world? She's done it like every other year. That book comes out in April and it was not an April add-ons or, and I could be wrong, I'm pretty sure it comes out in April, was not an add-on and it was not one of the top picks. You got Abby Jimenez again in there. Mm-hmm. No offense to her, I've never read her, but still, like, come on now. like stuff like that. Yeah. So I'm like, what is going on like in the literary world right now? What's going on in all these behind the scenes? Like people are.
Funny Story comes out April 3rd.
Yeah, so like that should have easily.
Or April 20th, sorry, April 23rd.
Well, that should have easily been a choice. Like there have been times in the past where it's like this book doesn't come out for like another month, like end of May, and we get it at the beginning of April. Like that is not a thing for Book of the Month. So
I think the thing is that Book of the Month restarted doing Book of the Month in this modern era in like 2015, 2016.
Well, we've been doing it since then, and it's changed.
Yes. Yes. Okay, but here's what I think. I'm not here to like defend Book of the Month in any way. But what I'm trying to understand is like the concept of Book of the Month is to try and highlight
new authors.
New authors.
I know. So, but they have so many repeats too. I'm like, you can't.
They do have so many repeats. However, I've never seen them have an author more than four times.
Yeah.
And true. Some of our favorite authors have written way more books than four and aren't being chosen anymore. Like Ruth Ware has not been chosen for forever.
So maybe they have an internal thing of we're going to like have a 3P author. You'll be able to be advertised three times. But then after that, hopefully your fan base would be enough that we don't have to advertise.
Exactly.
You.
And that we don't have to do that anymore because people like us are going to be looking for them. And then be like, well,
like, it's not the end of the month.
I'm still going to buy it.
Like, I didn't even know that was coming out. Like, I just assumed that'll probably be Book of the Month. And then I was like, what?
I know. April? We get so used to seeing
our
favorites books that we want available there. But yeah, we have to realize that like they're going to be introducing new authors and then those authors are going to be repeated a couple times.
Except what? We have the new Leigh Bardugo. She's not a new author and she is an add-on. You've got Megan Miranda. She's not a new author and she's an add-on. You've got people like that that are being thrown in there.
I know.
Lisa Jewell's been on there like a bazillion times. So like,
I'm
I
not
feel
saying
like
that it's all new authors. I'm saying that they're going to try and prioritize new authors, which is why they're going to put the known authors in the add-ons. I don't know how many times they've had Leigh Bardugo. I don't think very many. Or I'm not sure how many times they've had Megan Miranda. That's what I'm saying is like maybe they have like this, you know, no more than four. And the authors that we've seen on here that have been on here before are not at that four mark yet.
Yeah. I just feel like the books lately have not been great choices. Like,
yeah,
there's a couple like I'm excited to read and things that are from like maybe last month that I was like, okay, cool. Like this kind of sounds interesting, but I don't know. It's just not, I've not been like feeling super excited about what the selections are because I feel like they're so random. Like, I feel like, yes, it's good to have like, but okay, so this is what my issue is. When books come out and they seem random at first, if I go look back at some of past months, I'm like, wow, they were ahead of the time. Like they were spot on. All of these books, like actually for real, made an impact in the book world. Like actually, like so many people read that outside of Books of the Month. So many people were like on top of that, but I got it first. You know what I'm saying? Like it makes me feel like insider exclusive. Now I feel like it's more of like, we're kind of taking a shot at some of these authors. They're kind of interesting. We're trying to maybe like broaden our horizons, but by broadening their horizons a little bit, I feel like they're losing their niche because then it's like all these books that you're choosing from are like super random. And then it's like, are they like, I don't even remember. Like, I don't even think some of them are actually going to last long term. Do you know what I'm saying?
But I will say hindsight is 2020. If we look back at books that they've chosen, you're like, wow, that one did end up being impactful.
Yeah, but
you
I don't
no
feel
idea.
Like books. I don't feel like there have been very many books lately from even the past year that I feel like that. Like when we looked at review or like the yearly choice.
That's true.
The top 20 or whatever. I was like, you know, like there wasn't even a ton that I was like super like felt
that's
like
true.
They had made an impact at all. Like there were other ones that people were like, well, why didn't this make it? Well, what about this one? Why didn't that make it? And stuff like that. And then people were like, well, you know, we all voted. I'm like, yeah, but also like if you're not going to give us good choices, this is what we're going to vote for. Like if you're not giving us niche particular, like we are being very particular about what we're choosing for you to pick from. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're losing their way for me. They got to come back. Come back to their
niche. Oh, wow.
Anyway. Okay. Anyway, that's my side tangent.
Okay.
But that's my things. Like, what's going on behind the scenes with literary world? Like, what's going on? And I think AJ Finn, he's getting a lot of good good and bad, like you said.
Press.
I'll say publication. Good and bad press. So who knows? Like, honestly, like, if a book is good, it's going to stand the test of time. And it's going to stand, like, against the pushback. So I've obviously not read it yet. I think it'd be interesting to read it. Because this kind of reminds me of when we read... I can see the book cover in my head.
I don't think it's going to be similar to American Dirt.
American Dirt. I know it's not the same. I know
what you're thinking.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm not saying it's going to be the same, but I'm saying like, I mean, obviously lots of different factors, but I'm saying like Literary Scandal, you got to read it for yourself to see what you think, you know? So it's like, he could be a good author because we liked his original and he could have a ton of scandal or whatever. But like, if it's a good book, then like, that's good for him. Like, that's great.
Yeah, and that's kind of what the Washington Post article is getting at. Yeah. It's kind of like, do we read the book like regardless of how we feel about it?
I think you do. I think you give it a shot because you might not like Stephen King.
I think I'd probably prefer,
Whatever.
Yeah. I think I'd probably prefer to just at least get it from a library just out of curiosity instead of like purchasing it myself.
Yeah.
Just because I don't love his person self or borrowing it from someone. But that's just me. Also, I'm just letting you know, I looked at Book of the Month and the only, so you know how there's like been various eras of Emily Henry, like she had like the A Million Junes, whatever.
Yeah, they,
so
they did the, that.
They did. So of the like modern, like her, all her romance books that she's now gone from Beach Read up until Funny Story, the only ones that have actually been Book of the Month choices have been Beach Read and People We Meet on Vacation. Literally only two out of the five.
So Happy Place and Book Read were not Book of the Month.
Happy Place and Book Lovers were not Book of the Month.
They were not Book of the Month. Interesting. So they must have like a, like I said, behind the scenes like rule of like, we're going to use this author three times or four times or something like that. But,
and I don't know if it, I don't know if it differs based off of like main pick versus add-on. So Riley
Well, add-on, sir. Yeah, go ahead.
Riley Sager, every single one of his books has been featured up to Survive the Night. So
yeah.
Final Girls, Last Time I Lied, Lock Every Door, Home Before Dark, Survive the Night, and then it has stopped.
Uh-huh.
And he's had, what, one, two more
two books? Two more, I think, after that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So,
I really just... feel like they're trying to broaden their horizons, and not in a bad way, but trying to give more people opportunity. But I feel like their editors or something are like not with it. It's like, I don't know. Like, been like, you've read more Book of the Months lately than I have. But wouldn't you say that overall, your like the quality has not stayed consistent? Like, do you feel like the quality is less than? Like, I feel like you're, I don't know. Some are standing out and some maybe not. What are your thoughts?
I will say this. Out of my most recent sad face ones.
Yeah.
I read eight within the last year.
Yeah, see. Told you.
see.
All right, my theory is correct. Like, okay, well, it was really, really strange for me to get a book from Book of the Month and then like sad face it. That was not common. And that was always me going out on a limb. And we just did an episode about that, remember? Mm-hmm. So, like, anyway, those are my thoughts. Okay. About so many things. But overall, I think I would be in... Oh, they had the husbands at Sam's.
Oh, nice.
But I did not get it because of those reviews. I think I've been looking at reviews a lot more lately because I'm like, is it worth my time type situation? Versus going off of my instincts. But my instinct was still, I'm not sure about any of these books. So anyway, that's kind of where I'm at. Maybe I'll read it eventually. I got to get through some of this other stuff first. But I love the repeat of the scandal that he's coming back up. And we'll have to see, I guess, how the book fares as the months go on and how the reviews end up and if it actually, like, can...
I know.
Stand against all of the bad press.
We will see. All right. So, Haley, what are you currently reading right now?
Nothing. I have a really big test. Like, I had two today. I have 2 on Monday. I have 1 on Wednesday, 2 on Thursday, and my first big boards exam next Saturday. So I don't know how many that is, but that's a lot. So that I have not been reading anything. So after the 20th of April, I shall hopefully be able to read something for fun. I said for the one episode where we were having a little bit of issues, I talked about the books that I got for my birthday. So there's quite a few of those. Well, not quite a few, a couple of those I could pick from. And I did skip April. So probably, hopefully May, I can add on the add-ons that I wanted to do this time. And if not, I'm pretty sure they'll be at a store near me.
Probably
sometime soon. But yeah, so I'm currently not actually reading anything, but I have been dabbling in The Resort. That's the one that, like, I have by my bed that I sometimes read, but I know that that book would take me maybe like a day if I actually gave it time.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I have a lot to catch up on in the next couple months, but once this board's exam is over, which is like what I've been working towards for the last like year and a half, I think that'll make it a lot better.
For sure. Whew, I keep yawning, so it is time for my nap time. I am going to be starting, haven't started yet, The Last Housewife by Ashley Winstead.
Oh.
Just
recently. I like Ashley. Me you too. Like Ashley.
Yeah. So I've had The Last Housewife for a while, but most recently we read, Haley and I both read the newest Ashley Winstead.
Midnight is the Darkest Hour.
Midnight is the Darkest Hour. And it made me want to
pick up
The Last Housewife, which I've had for a while.
I'm excited to hear what you think about The Last Housewife, because sometimes when you go backwards in an author's repertoire, it's either really good or really bad.
I know. So it'll be very interesting, but I'm hoping, crossing fingers, that it will be very good.
Yes.
All right, you guys, thank you so much for listening to this episode of Lit Sis. Let us know what your plans are with the whole Dan Mallory, AJ Finn thing. If you're going to read his book, if you are not going to read it, if you're interested at all in, you know, this literary scandal, give us all of your thoughts and let us know what you're reading. And send all your good luck and your prayers and your happy vibes to Haley as she gets ready to do all of these crazy, crazy exams.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm going to get through. I was talking to like one of my mentors, one of the doctors here, and she was like, it's like you're running a marathon. It's like, I know. I said, but then like the finish line is so close, but I just don't know if I can keep up the same pace I've had the whole time. She goes, well, you know what? You kind of have to slow down because didn't you know you twisted your ankle and now it's hailing out. So good luck. Like, you just got to get through and do what you can do. Like, there's only so much you can do. You're going to have to slow down a little bit because you can't keep running the same pace if other things are coming at you that are not in your control. And I was like, oh, you're so right. Thank you.
All right. So that is a really good advice, and you're going to do fine. And you know what? In 2 weeks from now, you'll be done. So
that's it. Cannot wait.
In 8 days from now. No, 9 days from now.
Yeah. And it's right in the morning, Saturday morning, so then I can enjoy the rest of my day.
Exactly. And get some food, some treat to make you feel happy about it.
Yes. That'd be awesome. Mm-hmm.
All right, you guys. Thanks for taking a break from reading. Now go flip some pages.